I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Human beings like us can be so easily swept up by emotions. Our feelings are an important part of how God designed us, and when He knit us together, He called us good. I try not to make a habit of disagreeing with God. If He called it good, then it's good. But sometimes we can have too much of a good thing. Emotions are powerful. Have you ever read a story or watched a movie or looked at a painting and been moved to tears? Something inside of us reaches out, forming a connection with that beautiful thing outside of us. A channel forms, and many things can flow through that channel: inspiration, meaning, realization, and most certainly, emotion. Sometimes you can fall so deeply in love with something that you become zealous for it. Zeal isn't necessarily a bad thing, as long as it's focused on something good. But on the other hand, when you're zealous for something, you can be totally consumed by it, even to the detriment of other things. That's what happened to Saul in Acts chapter 9. He was on a mission to round up Christians and punish them. Verse 1 says, "He breathed out murderous threats." Saul was consumed by zeal for the Lord. He was fully confident that the violence over which he presided was justified and holy. And he was fully blind to the fact that he was persecuting the very God he thought he was serving. Imagine how humbling it was for Saul, in his mind a holy soldier, finding out how wrong he had been. Saul probably wasn't used to being wrong, and now he was confronted with it by a literal light from heaven saying, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He had allowed his zealotry to form him into a weapon, and it took a stark confrontation and 3 days of blindness for him to see the error of his ways. I'm reminded of the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus says, "The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" We talk a lot about obedience in the church. Saul certainly thought he was being obedient, but he didn't realize his emotional pursuit of what he thought God wanted had caused him to get out of step with God. What do we do when we are confronted with our mistakes? Do we humble ourselves and repent? Or do we run away, too full of shame or regret or anger to bow our heads and ask for forgiveness? The second character in Acts 9, Ananias, is also confronted by God in a vision. God wants him to go minister to Saul, but Ananias hesitates to obey. In verse 13, he says, "I have heard many reports about this man. His protests seem pretty reasonable." But just like zealotry, sometimes reason can get in the way of obedience too. Ananias humbles himself, and he obeys. He prays for Saul, and the scales fall from his eyes. Saul is immediately baptized, which suggests that he has humbled himself and repented. He joins the very people he came to Damascus to arrest. Acts 9 is one of the most dramatic reversals in the whole New Testament, and it's an important example for us who want to serve and obey God. Being zealous is not a sin. In fact, it's often seen as a praiseworthy quality as long as it's aimed in the right direction. Exercising reason isn't a sin either, but nothing should stand between the disciple and their obedience to God. It seems to me that the key factor in maintaining radical obedience to God is humility. I want to be passionate and serve the Lord with zeal, but I must not do so without a healthy supply of humility, knowing who God is and who I am in light of who He is. I also want to leverage my intellect for the Lord and apply reason to the things I do for Him, but I must not do so without also exercising humility. How are you being invited to obey God? Ask Him for the humility to repent and obey. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.